You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on.
It's our favorite black businesses. Assuming you're rooting for everybody that's black.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, y'all. You heard the man. It is Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on. Call in right now on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017, to shout out your very own black-owned business or a black-owned business that you love. That's what we do every Friday. This is one of my favorite things to do, is shout out black-owned business, because we are rooting for everybody who is black. Speaking of black folks, how are we feeling about America, Telly? How do you think, just generally speaking? I know we don't like to be monolithic and speak for all black people, but just based on, as a black person, as a black man living in this country, after watching and hearing the presidential debate last night, how are you feeling about the state of this country?
Words. You loved how Erica summed it up in three words. No one won. I got three words. We in trouble. That's how I feel. We're in trouble. Because there's no dark horse. Someone is going to appear in the 11th hour and say, all right, we were kidding. We were just letting y'all think that you had these as your only two options. And here I am. Like, that ain't going to happen. Like, this is all the way real. And these are our two options to lead us for the next 4 years. And I don't live in fear. I live in faith. I don't live in fear, but it's going to be some scary, unpredictable times coming up. I mean, if either one of them win, I think it's still going to be as unstable. That's just how I feel right now. Maybe that'll change by November, but as of June 28th, that's how I feel.
Well, Erica says, Telly ain't lying. I'm concerned. Brian on our YouTube message board says that Trump clearly doesn't need the job. Trump seems to have given his hard truth and is sensible to leave that abortion stuff up to individual states. It's common sense to let abortion be up to the individual states. Why would that not make sense?
We were talking about the point, the part where he said babies are executed after birth. I'm still trying to figure out where they do that at.
He said seven states, or a number of states in this country, allow babies to be executed after birth. And that's where I said, okay, you need to stop talking right now. Mm-hmm. Because that, not only is that a lie, but it's disgusting to even imply that you have a state in this country, the United States, that legally allows babies to be executed after birth as part of abortion rights. That's one of our options. And so, again, I've said it before. I completely feel confidently that the Democratic Party, within the next, I would say, they'll let Americans process last night's debate. I think the Democratic Party will say, okay, let's not be presumptuous. Let's not jump the gun too soon. Let's wait to see what Americans digest. We'll send some polls out. We'll contact some of our major donors, our delegates, and just get a feel. I think that the Democratic Party is probably simultaneously going to wait to see how we feel as voters, and then also find somebody they can convince to even have that conversation with President Biden. We have a caller. Good morning, caller. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Our caller still there, Ricky?
Hello?
He must have hung up.
All right. We'll keep going. If you decide to call back, 833-212-1017. We've been talking about the presidential debate between former President Donald Trump and existing President Joe Biden, which has put both parties on extremely different sides, because most people were expecting, based on what the White House has been telling us at both an office as well as a campaign level, they've been telling us that President Biden is just fine. And when I hear President Biden say to Trump during a presidential debate that you're the sucker, you're the loser, as part of his defense mechanisms and communication, I was, again, like, what are we doing? And then for former President Trump to say things like, I don't understand a word you just said, and I don't think the country did either, I was just like, where are we going with this? That's not how you debate. No. And so we've got some additional soundbite from the debate. If you have not watched or heard the presidential debate from last night, we're going to keep playing to you some excerpts of what happened, because again, the Democratic Party is in panic right now, and a number of notable Democratic strategists, as well as former President Biden employees, reacted very concerned. But here's another soundbite from last night's debate. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to hear more from the debate last night between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. Is there a reason why I keep saying President Trump, Telly? Is the world what's going on?
Former President Trump to follow up.
Man, I it is. Well, hopefully you're not warming up to what we're going to have to be saying over the next 4 years, because I just continue to shake my head and just be in awe and trying to find words of where we are, what we are doing, and why are we allowing someone to just stand up there and lie. And lie after lie after lie. And I mean, another lie you could call them on, and you may not be able to go somewhere and get facts on it, but we all know this is true. He sat up there and said that he saw the country going into ruins, and that's why I decided to run. I could have been somewhere in a really nice place and just chilled out basically the rest of my days, but this country is a mess and I had to go. We all know that you feel as though the election was stolen from you, and this is your revenge tour. It has nothing to do with you looking at the state of this country and feeling as though you need to step up and do stuff for everyone, because everyone knows that Donald J. Trump is only out for Donald J. Trump.
Well, on our Truth Talk and text line, Bradford says, is there any chance that we get another Democratic option? Should we bring out Hillary? Well, Bradford, I'm not privy to know what the Democrats are considering in terms of additional options, or that's redundant, in options for who could replace President Joe Biden as the Democratic candidate for the upcoming election. I highly doubt it would be Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton. But Bradford, is there any chance that we get another Democratic option? There's a very, very strong chance. Very, very strong chance. Angela says the Federal Presidential Anti-Glasses Act of 2004 specifically prohibits presidents from wearing glasses. Where is the act for a cutoff age for presidents? And Angela, Telly and I have both had that conversation, because, you know, I was thinking about that too. I'm glad Angela presented that perspective, Telly, because, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about ageism. You know, you can't discriminate based on age. Well, if there is a minimum age that requires you to be 35 years old to run for president of the United States, then what's the difference in having a maximum age where if you are this old during the time that you put your hat in the ring to run for president, if it is beyond what age? And again, I know that's a difficult decision to make, because there are many leaders that are well into their 60s, 70s, and even 80s that could qualify as great leaders. But again, based on what we saw last night, that is not the case with President Biden. And if you wanted me to go there as well, President Trump, he claimed victory because his opponent was not ready, but he didn't debate. He didn't answer any questions with facts. It was, you're the worst, you're the worst, you're the worst. When we come back from break, we've got some calls. We're going to hear from you, Truth Nation. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We've also got truth-telling hits coming up soon as well. Shout out your Black-owned businesses. We've been talking about the presidential debate from last night. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Thank you so much for starting your Friday. It is Friday. It's the weekend. And we're coming off of a very interesting week. It has been almost 1,400 days since the last time President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump shared a stage as part of the debate. And we witnessed the first time in 1,400 days, the exchange between both candidates for president of the United States. Draco, good morning. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment? I don't think we can hear Draco either. All right, Draco. Yes, we can hear you now. Good morning. All right, we'll come back with Draco. Now, again, we've been talking about the presidential debate that took place in Atlanta, Georgia, last night at 8 o'clock Central Time on the campus of Georgia Tech University. And Telly, I was rooting, regardless of how I think I'm voting or not voting, and at this point, I definitely don't know how I'm voting, but I was rooting for President Joe. Because as an American, I do believe that his performance as president has been good. I do believe that based on the policies, the bills, the acts that he's been able to either get signed off or things that he's been able to lobby. Because, you know, one thing about President Joe Biden that I think we definitely need to remember as Americans is that because of his tenure in politics, in U.S. government, he has a number of Republicans that really, really respect and admire him. He has a number of he can basically shepherd some major decision makers on both the U.S. Senate as well as congressional side that are Republicans, that are registered Republicans. He can get individuals like that as well as Democrats in one room and say, okay, how do we make this a win for everybody? And very, very few presidents can do that. President Obama did not have that type of power, which is one of the reasons why I strongly believe that he selected at the time Vice President Joe Biden to be his running mate, because he knew he was a freshman in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, he didn't have that extensive career that Biden brought in government. And Obama was very strategic and very smart in selecting Joe Biden, because again, if I know that I'm new to this and a lot of people are set to make sure that I don't get reelected because I will be, or I am, the first Black president, I need somebody on my team that can help me be that conduit between the right and the left side. And that's what Joe Biden has done. And he can continue to do, but the cognitive skills, the ability to answer questions, the ability during a debate to stand up to President, former President Trump. There were times where I was like, you know, I was like, clap back. Come on, Joe, clap back. You got this. And he said nothing.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people like that just rooting in, like, come on, man. And even when he made a good point, it because his voice was so weak or he shut someone down, like, you couldn't even tell because it was no different than any other answer that he was giving. And, I mean, for what we saw last night, and I truly can go back to Van Jones's comments, and he's, I just think that it's very rare that you hear people speak from the heart, especially in politics. And he knows that it was painful, and going back to the facts that made him the vice president, those were the same things that made him the president. And that was because we needed someone that, I mean, because under Trump, things got so divisive that we needed someone to come in and can be on both sides of the aisle and have friends on both sides of the aisle. And but again, it is you know, it comes to a point where you don't have the same motor skills that you used to have when you were younger. I mean, Mother Nature and age is undefeated. And so it is nothing wrong with that. But I just think that you can't just continue to try and convince us that we're not seeing what we're seeing. And I think that's the biggest thing. Like you keep saying that the White House, you know, keeps saying that, oh, he's fine and he's sharp as a tack. But that is not what we are seeing. And going back to another thing that you said about putting a cap on becoming president. And I know, and we joked about it a few days ago because, you know, nothing with the Green Bay Packers you really want to hear about. But their current CEO, Mark Murphy, is going to step down next year. And you know why? It's because he'll be 70 years old. And that is the cap for you to be the president and CEO of the Green Bay Packers. So why is it that we can't, as a country, come up with a cap of when you can't be president anymore? And
I mean, answer that question.
We have a go ahead.
Do you want me to answer that question? And okay, so this is my truth. This is truth be told. White men in this country have and continue to be regarded, regardless of their age, regardless of their visible mental condition, will always be branded as leaders. Like, when you think of power in this country, typically the images are going to show you a white man. And white men in this country, a number of them, especially those that are in government or an elected office as high as the president, and they've even said this about President Biden yesterday. I mean, a lot of commentators that have either worked with him or have associates that are close to President Biden, he is a man of pride. He is very stubborn. It's going to take a special person. And I find that true in cases with a lot of white men who have been in highly visible business critical leadership roles, such as an elected role, that are like, you're taking my power away. And this country has always perpetuated the stereotype that in order to be a true leader, to be regarded as a leader, you have to look a certain way. And oftentimes that look equates to straight white man. And this country was built on capitalism. It was built on the structure of power. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. That all men are created equal, that was specifically talking about white men. that had nothing to do with women, that had nothing to do with people of color, that had nothing to do with members of the LGBTQIA plus community. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, all white men. And we are going to declare our independence from the British government, from any government that thought for a second, we are the Republic. We are the Republic. We are protesting. We're starting our own Republic, our own country. And those same founding fathers, and I'm doing the air quotes, that wrote the Declaration of Independence are the same, the descendants of those same men who refused to give up power. And when you think about Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, who is the acting vice president, you've got a lot of people after last night, after watching the debate, that are saying, wait a minute. So it looks like Vice President Kamala Harris has a high probability of becoming the president through inheritance, like through inheriting the position from Joe Biden, not being able to serve as president of this country. And whether you're a strategist in politics, whether you're an elected official, there is no doubt, there should be no doubt that President Joe Biden's performance last night has put the Democratic Party in a very, very aggressive panic mode. And we've got about 5 minutes left before November the 5th arrives.
Yeah.
833-212-1017 It's our True Talking text line. Yeah, Telly, I mean, seriously, we got 5 minutes left.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got Anthony on the line. Anthony, you're on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning.
Good morning, you two. Happy Friday. Last night's debate was a wake-up call. It should be, I think, for all Americans. And what they didn't mention at all is liberty or freedom for the individual. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, LGBTQ, none of that. Doesn't matter. I think left and right, both Democrats and Republicans, two wings of the same bird of prey. And voting for either side is basically just putting your suggestion in. No matter who wins the debate, the election, we end up in the same position of some ruler over us telling us what we can or can't do with our life, our property and liberty. And it's about time we start to organize as a community locally, standing up for what we know is right, remembering what it means to be American. And there's some good stuff in the Bill of Rights, and they didn't consider everyone as human beings, but there's some good principles in there. And that's what we need to start to fall back to, not the political stage. And I just hope it's some inspiration, food for thought over the weekend that we can all take into consideration.
Thank you so much, Anthony.
Great points, man. Great points. We appreciate it. Truth Nation, continue to hit us up, 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch DT and myself live on YouTube. Just go to 1017. The Truth or 1017thetruth.com. Always download our app as well, the Truth app. You can catch all of our shows if you miss anything. And I just think Truth Nation is not missing anything on this one, DT. We saw what we saw, and we can't unsee it. And let's go back to our Truth Talk line. Norman, you are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all wonderful people.
Good morning. Hey,
you know what that remind me of? Good morning. You know what that remind me of? When your kid do the first speech and you in pins and needles, man. That was really bizarre, man. That was really crazy, but I don't know what's going on. All right, y'all.
Brief, bright.
That's how I feel too, brother.
He's like, I'm out. I can't even have this conversation about what I saw last night. I feel you, brother. Like, seriously, because I know for many of us as Americans, and keep in mind, this presidential debate, Telly, and I know you know this, and that's why I just put my head in my hands often throughout the evening last night watching the debate. The world was watching. The entire world was watching this debate. And again, it aired at a time where a number of our ally countries were in their prime, whether it was the morning or whether it was lunchtime. Trust me, the world was watching the presidential debate on CNN last night.
Fortunately for them, DT, they had subtitles.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. When we come back, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is going to bring you truth-telling hits. And we've got a special theme for today's edition. So you want to stay locked in. Ooh. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. You can also stream and watch Telly and I live on YouTube by visiting YouTube and searching for 1017 The Truth. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Adrian was seriously injured when a careless driver merged into her lane.
Gruber was there for everything that I needed. Any questions that I had, Gruber was there. They made me feel like everything about my situation and my accident was very important to them, and that made me feel good. And I would definitely call Gruber again for that.
Serving Wisconsin for over 35 years, Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you and to you and to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. Again, the weekend is here. And for many of us, and I hope a lot of us, next week is a vacation week. It ain't for me, Telly. I think we got to be here next week, don't we?
last time I checked.
we working for y'all, Truth Nation, because you deserve it. But yeah, for a lot of us, it is going to be starting today, a whole week of cookouts, eating some good barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Telly, what you say? Telly said, Because after last night, I need all the pleasantries that I can experience. I need positive everything, energy, vibes, because Americans, we have every right as of today, based on the presidential debate last night, we have every right, regardless of what side you're on, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever side that you're on, we as Americans should be very concerned based on what we saw last night.
Yes, yes.
That absolutely. That's bottom line, my thing.
Yeah, I mean, regardless, I couldn't underscore that any better, DT. Regardless of what side you're on, if you walk away feeling good about what your guy did last night, you might want to check yourself and see if you are more party over the people or the people over the party. But if you think that your guy won last night or dominated or did whatever, you might be more party over your people then, because there was nothing that was cleared up last night, in my opinion.
That's such a great point. That is such a great point. I left, and that was the thing, Telly, and I think I feel the same way as many Americans. Regardless of what side you're on or who you're, you know, planning to vote for, yesterday was kind of like, okay, let me just watch this debate and really get clear and complete with who I plan to support during the remainder of this campaign and ultimately vote for to be the president, the 47th president of the United States. And to your point, Telly, I left last night more frustrated. Like, doggone it, what was that?
Yeah. Malarkey.
If I hear
that's
that
what
word
it was
one more time. Our Truth Talk truck and text line is 833-212-1017. It's about that time, y'all. You know what we do every Friday. In addition to Black Friday powered by We Energies, we bring y'all truth-telling hits with Telly. Let's go! It's Friday! Telly, are you ready?
I am ready.
No, are you ready, Telly, for real? I need you to sound a little bit more
enthusiastic. I am ready.
It's okay. You're
no,
ready. Right,
I am
DJ
ready. I mean, I think we need this. After what we saw last night, we need something to kind of get this Friday going, because yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I'm just looking at our YouTube message board as well as our Truth Talk and text line. Y'all bringing the heat. Like, don't hold back. Keep them coming, because we're going to revisit that when we finish this special edition of Truth Telling Hits with Telly. DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Let's hit him with that intro.
Y'all ready?
We ready.
Telly.
Is Telly ready?
You ready?
Why are we whispering?
Because it's about to go down.
We try to, you know, spice up.
Telly Hughes may be a two-time Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, but does he know his classic black music? We will find out now, as DT will put Telly's black music knowledge to the test with Truth Telling Hits on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Let's see what you got.
You heard the man. We are going to play a series of six songs. Not in its entirety, but we're going to play about 6 to 10 seconds across six songs. All Telly has to do is name the artist or group that is performing the song or the name of the song. If he gets both, he gets a bonus. Best out of six. We're hoping that he gets six out of six today. Today's theme is our brothers out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, producers, legendary producers, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Are you familiar with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Telly?
I am, yes.
Okay, good, because these are the songs. All of these songs were produced and arranged by, again, hit makers, legendary hit makers, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Here we go, Telly. Song number one.
You are my favorite lady.
Even see you bobbing your head, Telly. Go to YouTube right now, and you can stream and watch Telly Not Live. I might even see you bobbing your head.
No, because I'm struggling. Wait a minute.
Truth Nation, help Telly out. 833.
Like this.
Say it again.
Never knew a love like this.
You got it.
Never knew a love like this. Okay, all right.
See, look at you.
All right.
Let's go, Telly. Now, can you give us the name of the artist that performed this record?
Oh, boy. Man, because Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis are like, oh, man, I'm not going to compare them to Quincy Jones, but they do a lot of collabs. I'm telling you, I have zero idea of who that is.
Okay.
But I know it's someone like probably famous. Yep. I'm
okay.
Truth Nation, help me out. 833-212. Oh man, you didn't even.
It's Alexander O'Neal and Sherelle. Never Knew Love Like This. Produced by legendary Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. All right, let's keep this going. Truth Telling Hits with Telly, song number two. Remember, you're in Minneapolis. I think a Minneapolis artist. You know, you got Prince. You got Prince's.
Ooh,
really good
is
friend.
This...
I'm trying to give you some clues, Telly.
I know you are, but there's a couple. He had a couple of friends up there. Would it be? I mean, the first one, of course, I'm going to go with To the Time and Morris Day.
You got
but
it.
But I don't think that's them on this. Oh, wow. Yes. Thank you for the hint.
Look at you.
Yes.
You know what, Telly? I'm not going to be able to do this if you keep doubting yourself. Come in there like a champ. Like, I got this because you're two for two. Now, do you know the name of this song?
Oh.
Do you know the name? He's telling you the title right now.
I know, but I know I used to always get it wrong because I thought they were saying like Freak Baby, but I don't think that is.
Come on, Truth Nation, help Telly out. 833-212-1017 is our talk and text line. Can anybody help Telly with the name of this song? It's a classic. Come on, Telly.
Look, man, I got the group.
All right, we're going to keep it going. You got the group. Morris Day and the Time. The name of the song is Fishnet. Fishnet. Black pantyhose. Fishnet.
Never knew that.
Thick legs. Show do them hoes. All right. Well, we got to keep it going. But you are two for two. You have been getting the artist right. So Just keep in mind.
Yes.
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Minneapolis. Think about artists that came out of that, like the Time, Prince. That's all I'm giving you. All right, here we go, Ricky.
All right.
DJ Ricky on the ones and twos, song number three.
Don't even waste your tears on that insensitive.
For the Soft Brothers.
Oh, yeah. This for you sensitive brothers out there. We'll call it Sensitivity by Ralph Tresvant.
Hey, there you go. There you go. See, look, now you got a bonus. You got 3 for 3 and you got a bonus. All right, Telly, you on a roll today? Since you on a roll. Now, listen,
now you about to
this
bring
was the
it.
Jam. This was the jam back in the day. Ralph Tresvant, Sensitivity. Come on now. With the
Remember he was
in the video and he had all the satin fabrics floating around. See, that's when men could do stuff like that. Nowadays, could you imagine social media's reaction to Ralph Tresvant's Sensitivity video?
But listen here, though, DT. He caught some heat, back then, too, because, brothers would go to their woman and be like, so when we out and we get into a fight, you want Mr. Sensitivity to protect you, or do you want...
You need a man with
Sounds like a man that'd get beat up.
Song number four.
He called heat.
Now, this is a tough one. We raise it. Speaking of the heat, we bringing the heat on this one. Songs produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. Let's go, Telly. Truth Nation, help him out. 833-212-1017. Let's go.
Oh, come on, help me with the artist. I know it's I'm Only Human. I'm Only Human. Born to make mistakes. It's either between, is it Jeffrey Osborne?
What? Are you listening to this?
No, not
does
Jeffrey
that sound like
Osborne.
Jeffrey Osborne? Come on, Telly.
No, I told you I'm struggling with the artist. I know it's I'm Only Human. All right. Come on. 833-212-1017. I already got that, Grant. I just said I'm Only Human.
Well, actually, I'm Only Human was a song recorded by Jeffrey Osborne. But this is not that song, and it is not
the title of the
song.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right. Ricky, we're giving him enough time. The song title is just simply Human, and the group that performed and recorded this song was known as the Human League. So the Human League performing one of my favorite jams of all time, Human. Again, that was produced by legends, living legends, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Yeah. Not never. I would have got that song. Not never.
All right. Let's go. Song number five. Come on, Telly. You got this one.
Oh.
What? Come on, Telly.
You have no idea how I just had a brain fart.
It's okay.
Because I'm singing it in my head. The magic in me.
Do you need a
when
hint?
I touch and
keep
love
going.
You the right way.
What is it? Say it.
My hand when I, oh, man. See, that's the part when you don't know the lyrics and then you start humming what you're really supposed to learn.
Yeah, because Telly, I can tell you the words or the title of this song is not. That's not the name of the song. That's what you were
See?
Doing. All right. Can you at least give us the artist?
Give me one. It sounds like like Johnny Gill.
Yes.
Yeah, Johnny Gill.
Just stop talking. You got the artist now. What's the name of the song? Come on, think about it.
Yeah. No. I'm
Telly, wait.
He's
five
ready to say
more
the title.
Seconds.
Right. Five more seconds.
Can you feel the magic in my touch? And love you.
Stop.
Okay, that's it. Cut him off, Ricky.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song? He just told you.
He said a lot of words.
And rub you the right way. Rub you the right way, okay. By Johnny Gill.
So I was supposed to pick that part out.
No, you were actually supposed to know it off the dome because that's a classic. That's what you're supposed to do. You must be, oh man, that's my jam. Rub you the right way, Johnny Gill.
You coming back with this New Jack City songs and man, these songs ain't young.
Here we go with the complaints. All right, now.
Yeah, because when we were testing you, you never complained.
Okay, Telly, are you? Anyway, Ricky, please, brother, play the song number 6.
Oh, man. Showed up. Shawty. Oh, man. Yeah. One of my favorite artists.
Nah, I didn't know they produced the song right there. I didn't know that. This is new to me.
You didn't know that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Man, oh yeah, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. They're still popping out hits now.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Wow. I'm gonna go Bad Girl by Usher.
Bam, bam, bam. That is
yeah,
it.
And
you keep your black card. Yes.
And like Ricky said, I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know
that. They produced that. Wow.
I love me some Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Seriously, they are one of my favorite producers of all time. Their catalog of songs produced, written, arranged goes on and on and on. And shout out as we close out Black Music Month, which is in the month of June. Shout out to legendary producers, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Telly, here's your theme music. Congratulations, you kept your black card on another special edition of Truth Telling Hits with Telly. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We're going to let Telly's theme song, his winning music, we're going to let it ride out as we get ready to come back for our truth of the matter, along with 9 more consecutive hours of live Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Congratulations, Telly.
All right, all right, all right.
Bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp.
Here I go.
Here I go.
Here I go.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I want to wish, as we close out today's edition of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, I want to wish our producer, DJ Ricky on the ones and twos, a very, very happy, happy birthday. I know your birthday is officially tomorrow, but Ricky, turn up, turn it, get lit, get loose. Tomorrow's your birthday, brother. Happy, happy birthday. That's my truth of the matter.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, Ricky, I also want to wish you a happy birthday. Live it up. It's always a blessing to see your next birthday. And, do what you want to do, because you never know if you'll ever get a chance to do it. So don't put it off until another year. But another thing I want to do, and my truth of the matter this time, is shout out to the greatest fraternity in the world, and that is Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. I am currently in Tampa, Florida for our Grand Conclave. And DT, there are nearly 30,000 brothers here in the city of Tampa, and we have come together. And let me tell you, on the flight down, you see so many black men in purple and gold, it kind of alarmed, let's just say, some of the other people that were on board. They were trying to figure out, like, who are all these people and why are they dressed like this? But it's a really good time. It's good fellowshipping, good networking, and I am definitely looking forward to the rest of my weekend down here. That is my truth of the matter.
Well, wishing you a great conclave, and shout out again to the brothers of Omega Psi Phi. Be safe, everybody. Have a great weekend. It is Friday. Check your direct deposits. Make sure all them zeros add up. Because, you know, sometimes you can't trust, not even just humans, but sometimes you can't trust that technology. It be playing games on us. But most of the time, we all good. But again, Truth Nation, thank you all so much. Have a great weekend. Up next, we've got 9 more hours of live Black Talk Radio, including our very own Sherwin Hughes. Make it a great weekend. Tell somebody you love them. I love you. And we'll see you next week.
Peace out.
We'll be right back.